in Georgia, they say something like pigu.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're there soon, learn you.
This soon, learn you, boss. I got to be on the wall of the house, making a lot, a bunch of tin. Well, they come to me with that same noise. Mm-hmm. And I saw people take a whip, trying to do something odd, like take a big old whip, use pop a whip, you know, make a lot of, like a gun shoot. Two or three times, the mules come to the house to be fed or watered or something. Then you use that by calling with that whip. But
I
don't know if they did think. Run them off and get further if I done it.
You know, a man told me when he was a boy, he had a big voice.
Yeah.
You know, and every time he started to sing, all the pigs would come running. How did you call the chickens?
They like to do chick, 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 chick.
Chick, And they learned.
Yeah, they called me quick. You got time now to be in y'all going to find us. Maybe I'll do that before you leave.
Yeah. Would you tell me something about the different sounds that the animals would make? You took took a calf away from its mother.
And I can just a cow would low to a calf. I can't make that sound though.
But that's what you call it.
The cow would low to a calf.
What would the calf do?
Well, you give it low back to its mother, bawl. We'll say bawl back to answer by a voice.
I see.
You eat ones in trouble.
And horses, when they come in to eat, what would they?
Well, they nicker.
That's
right.
If they got mad, what would they do?
Well, I don't know now about that now. I never had get mad. I guess they squeal and kick, you know.
I see. They wouldn't make any noise, especially. And would you give me some idea how you used to ride? How did you get... How did you ride a horse? How'd you get on him? Did you have your own saddle?
I had my own saddle, and I used to have a block. I had called the upping block. You saw a block of stowed, I'm sure. Take a stick about 3 feet high, and cut it off about halfway down here, and knock the block out and step upon that, and step on top, and then step on the horse, straddle the horse.
You call that the upping block.
That's what I named upping block.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept a post out there a long time ago, a hitching post. Mm-hmm. Tied the horse up to a tree, hitch it there. Ain't no tree, but I hitch a post. And up and block that close, I put the reins over his head and get up on the up and block and step out on over.
I see.
Easy done, and we well fixed up, and so many of us didn't have that. We climb up on the, way up on the, come on the smokehouse and kind of jump on.
I see.
Up on the end of the rail fence.
There's
so many ways we just never done it, you know. Poor people have a way of getting by this. Others don't have.
Did you ever have anything to keep your feet warm when you were riding the horse?
I just had to take the weather as it was. Just keep on your shoes. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean to ride barefooted.
Mm-hmm. Overshoes?
Sometimes overshoes, but no, we didn't do a heap of riding in the winter time. We just stayed in the house pretty close.
I see. Would you explain how you get a wagon and a buggy ready? One thing after another when you got a buggy or a wagon, either one or both.
We have a wagon, of course, it would be have a grease on the axle of the hub of the wagon where the wheel worked, make it run slick, run easy. And there's a tongue on that, and you put each animal, one on each side of the tongue, and have a hamstring and a end of the chain to fasten your breast chain to before you step, and then have lines go over the back and to the bits of the mouth, to through the hams and into the bridle bits.
Mm-hmm.
To make them work and can't get away from it. You have all the power in your hands.
Mm-hmm. How did you, who usually did that?
One of the older brothers, sometimes I would, but most times they was older than me and they went ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be careful about the driving too. Going around a tree with a wagon, got to make a little bit of a circle and what, you get behind your front wheels, but behind wheels will hit the tree, you know. I got into that myself.